pilots hard to sleep on too. Not one way, because a pilot didn't have no, you didn't have no front room or nothing like that. That's just where it worked back then. Well, they would live in the three room house, and 11 of us did. Mm-hmm. See what I mean? Now you live in $200,000 or $300,000 houses. It's a lot of difference. Times are best, but they ain't now, they ain't nothing selling. If you don't watch, if you don't put out a job, your bank's gonna close up a little woman up there. She said, I'm glad they cut taxes. I said, get to where you don't put no money in the bank, first thing you lost your job, and that you will too.
What sorts of stuff would y'all grow in your garden?
We growed everything you want in the book. There wasn't no grass back then for the cows. We had our own milk cows and raised our own hogs, but they won't let you do that now. Mm. You know, it's different. They won't even let you plant a beta plant in raw. So. There's a man now going to court.
Really?
Going to court, trying to get him there. I don't know where he got to with his numbers. Boss down there runs the blacksmith shop. He's got to be just like it was way back on. He can't even put up a fence and nothing. He got to put it up just like this. Can't even do nothing. Well, that's crazy.
So they're making laws and stuff now, huh? Where you can't do the stuff you used to do in town.
Well, the laws, they say, it's like the good Lord, he put everything for it to take care of itself. They take used to it, they take dead stuff, you don't put it out in the woods. It had something to take care of it. But now they say it's not sanitary, but the Lord fixed it that way it ought to be, you know. But they're doing wrong to dump all this stuff in the ocean. Because when I come back, we dumped them big shells and all that stuff. They're running the ocean, and they put this poison stuff in. I studied Blockbuster to kill you 2 miles off, four blocks off. It wouldn't even have to hit you. Mm. Concussion would kill you. So that's how it worked. I tell you, there's something wrong down here because that's the reason we're having so much trouble. We can make this heaven down there if it would, but people now stealing and knocking in the head for a nickel and everything else.
Did your people plant by the signs? Would you plant certain
things? My daddy wouldn't have operations unless they had a sign because the difference in the signs and everything.
People knew about that stuff back then, didn't they?
Well, it goes a long ways. You know, if you're planting something, you go with a sign. I guarantee sometimes you plant something, it won't have nothing but blooms on it. But if you plant it at the right time, you get fruit off of it.
Yeah.
It's like planting an arse potato. If you don't plant it in dark nights with a sign, first you ain't going to grow nothing but a vine about that high, and that's all it is. Ain't nothing under it. And if you go in 5 days young, you have to dig the dirt away from it. It goes right on top of the ground, you know, like a saucer. Mm. But you put out multiplying onions, the deeper you put them in, the deeper you have stems. They're good too, fried, don't want to cast. I got some out now, they're about this high, I'll have some to eat.
Mm.
I just got a few, but I ain't got no room. I mean, the thing about it, planting the whole thing in like bit sowed grass.
Hmm.
But I've been thinking about putting it out in the baiters. I had some baiters this year, and I lay them out. I don't work them, but I put them out. I put me some pine straw, wheat straw around them. And I use cottonseed meal and Epsom salt. I had the most tomatoes I ever had in my life. I didn't give them away and everything. I froze a whole lot of them.
Wow. There's a lot of wisdom in planting by the signs.
That's right. You don't go wrong. My daddy, he believed in all that. And I believe in it too, and you're planting. So a lot of people believe the seasons, but they don't work.